The contractor, you know, we give them the entire construction season, so I'm not sure what their schedule is yet. When we know more about that, then I'll let you guys know, but that'll be coming up this summer. That's, I think, the majority of our commitments for this year. As you guys are aware, we had gone through the 325 plan last year and it really kind of scaled everything back as far as commitments for this year and next year. But with the funding the way it is now, and with the five-year bill that passed in December with the five-year federal bill, we've been able to feel a lot more secure in drawing down our the state road trust fund. So we'll be meeting our match with the federal dollars, and so we've actually populated the STIP with a lot more projects than what we had last year. These are all still draft, but the draft will come out next month for a 30-day public commentary or comment period. And I just wanted to, I think I kind of went over this briefly maybe a couple weeks. Well, no, we didn't talk in March, so. But we've got some safety projects scheduled, specifically the high-friction surface treatment that we used down at Saddlebrook on 65. We're looking to do that on 160 there on those curves that we've grooved in the past, right a couple miles before you get to Route H. And then also there at the curve on Route H, we've historically had some issues with crashes on that curve, so we're going to put the friction surface treatment there. We've got the Route 248 there in town in Branson, basically from Shepherd Hills Expressway there at the edge of town to 65. Got that scheduled. We did a microsurface on it a few years ago, and honestly, that microsurface was probably put down a little bit too late for the condition of the existing surface, so it really didn't hold up as well as we had hoped it would. So we've scheduled this for, I believe it's a regular thin lift overlay this time. We'll be doing 465. We'll be looking at overlaying that, and this is all in 2017. That'll be basically from 65 to 76, the full length of the high road. We'll be looking at US 65, paving it all the way from the high road down to the Arkansas state line. We've also got pavement improvements scheduled for Business 65 in the Hollister area. And 76, basically from downtown Branson over to Forsyth. Along with that, we have ADA sidewalk improvements that kick in anytime we've got overlays. So those will also be happening in the downtown Branson area and in the Hollister area. Of course, we got the bridge improvements that over Bull Shoals that we've been talking about forever, feels like. That will be coming up in 2017. But we also added three bridges on 76, all in the eastern part of the district. And those are over Kentucky, Beaver, and Caney Creeks. We had a public meeting on that several weeks ago. Got a lot of feedback from the local people. Concerned about bridge closures. We are working on a plan with the consultant to see what we can come up with there to try to make sure we can keep some type of opening for traffic. So we're trying to coordinate that with the school and also some of the local businesses on what's the best time to have maybe temporary closures or some type of bypass in place. I do believe we'll schedule another public meeting because of all the feedback we got, and we went back with that feedback, and we're working on another plan. So I believe we'll be approaching the public with that again. Let's see. Oh, and I've left off on 76, that overlay from Branson downtown to Forsyth will also include the safety features, the two-foot shoulder with the rumbles. That route itself right there, we seem to have a lot of accidents along that route. I think it's the volume of traffic on that type of route with no shoulders. You know, it wasn't built to farm to market road. It wasn't built for the type of volumes that we experience on that road. The Spirit of 76, we had a meeting with the city and the consultant last week. They were actually bidding the water line that goes under or right next to the road last week as the very first part of the first phase, which will be right around the Gretna intersection, that in that area. They were bidding the water line out, and then the next phase will be to bid out the burying of the utilities, because that was one of the main feedbacks they got from the public, was they wanted the utilities to be buried so that they wouldn't have those ugly telephone poles and electric lines and stuff. So that should be coming up this summer. And then the actual roadway improvements and sidewalk improvements, they plan to bid those this fall and to start construction probably over the winter months. So we also have some safety improvements at Lakeshore Drive. They're in the, it's left me. What do you call that area?
You mean at Lakeshore Drive, yes. And as you come around 76
Mount
on the
Branson.
Curve, Mount Branson curve?
Mount Branson. It just left me for a second there. I looked at you and I'm like, I remember now. They're in the Mount Branson area. What they're looking to do is, we don't have money to acquire right away in that area, so you know the ultimate fix there would be a roundabout. I'd love to see a roundabout there. But what we're doing is a small safety improvement where we're going to try to improve the super elevation, kind of raise the super elevation around that curve to make sure people can safely take the curve. And then we're also going to be putting in some, I think right now we've just got striped islands, but we're going to be putting in some more permanent type islands to delineate where traffic needs to go. I think that's it for 17. We also have some thin lift overlays scheduled for 18 on some of the letter routes, and that would be Route T, Route O, and Route Y, and those are all scheduled for 18, so that'll be a couple years from now. I just want to make sure I threw those in, because those will be coming up. So as you can see, we go famine to feast and back and forth, and it I know probably causes a lot of confusion with the public when we say we need money and then we don't spend anything for a year, and then all at once we're spending money everywhere. A lot of it is due to the fact that we do have federal direction now. We got a permanent 5-year bill. We had been in 6-month continuations. We had experienced periods where the federal government was basically shut down and not paying the bills. And our trust fund balance right now is at about $800 million. And that's about what we spend in a season on contracts. So to start spending that down to try to meet our federal match, which is what we're committing to do, is somewhat risky on our part. But we feel like with a 5-year bill, there's a commitment on the federal side to pay their bills. And so we feel more at ease to actually be spending that down. And we've had more revenue come in because gas prices have been low and people have been spending more money on gas. 17 cents a gallon. Whether gas is $3 a gallon or whether it's $1 a gallon, it's still 17 cents. So when gas is cheaper, we bring in more revenue. So that's helped considerably. And then the pent-up demand, I would say, coming out of the recession for vehicles. We've seen more tax dollars coming in from the sale of vehicles, too. So that's all helped make our match. There's still a definite need there for funding above and beyond maintenance. You will notice that all the projects I named were all maintenance of either roadways or bridges. That is still where we're at on the rural side of our district, is complete, all commitments are just strictly the maintenance variety. The cost share program is still suspended. The commission did not feel comfortable bringing that back yet until we are in a better financial situation where we can say that yes, you know, if we expand the system, that makes sense. And so they didn't feel ready to do that yet. Let's see, I'm trying to think.
I thought I read in the paper where they had brought that back.
No, they have not. They voted in, I believe, January, because they had to make a decision for the STIP. They voted in January to free up the monies that had been held. They haven't gotten rid of the program, but they just keep it suspended. And then they have to free up the monies to be cycled into our program each year. And so in January, they freed those monies up for 2018, I think. And so there's still money out in 2019, but it's not free for us to make commitments with. It's just kind of setting out there as a pot of money that if they bring the cost share back, then that money would then be available for commitments. Now, the legislature is looking at something where they would fund a cost share program out of general revenue.
Okay, maybe that's where I read
this.
But
where
anyway,
you're
it was
about
the money for the STIP for the different city locations was I think the article or whatever I read concerned that.
Okay.
But I thought it said in that article, and it may have been a misprint or something, but it was that the cost share program was brought back into, because it had been on how many years?
It's probably 3 years now.
3 years it's been knocked out. But I thought it was all back in location.
From our funding, the federal side, it is suspended now. The state has been talking about, our state legislators have been talking about creating their own cost share, you know, funding to be channeled into, I would assume, the road trust fund that would be funded with basically state dollars.
One comment on that Mount Branson improvement that you made at the Lakeshore Drive. It seems to be working very well just from a small amount of shifting the road and making it work compared to what it was before.
Yes.
It's working very well as far as the people having to come up instead of shooting out through traffic and having
yeah,
to come
it
up
was,
and make
you
the
just
turn,
kinda so. Guessed what the other guy was gonna do.
Right.
This has got it a much more delineated. The unfortunate part that we aren't able to address because we do need more space out there is, you know, that left-turning traffic doesn't have a dedicated left-turn lane.
Mm-hmm.
And so I know, you know, I get a lot of feedback from people that are turning left that they feel very uncomfortable on that curve, sitting there waiting to turn left. They're always afraid that somebody's going to come up behind them and not realize that they're turning.
So, mm-hmm.
And we would love to be able to address that. But unfortunately, at this time, we do not have the money for you know, the construction and the right-of-way that would be involved to do something like that. So that's where we're at. Anything else, gentlemen? Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Bid recommendations for county tax sale.
Good morning, gentlemen. This first bid is bid number 201603-336 for county tax sale. This is a routine process that we go through each year as overseen by the Taney County Collector's Office, who had requested that I put this out for bid again routinely. I sent this bid out on March the 19th. It closed last week on the 20th. Excuse me. Routinely, this is sent out to both of the qualified newspaper publications within the county for handling the collector's office's tax publications for delinquent tax records later on in August. On this particular effort, I sent out the normal bid invitation requests via email to both publications, as well as a reminder a few days before the bid closed. I received one response from the Branson Tri-Lakes News. At the bid opening, I had a designee from the Taney County Clerk's Office witness that opening with me. The clerk was out at conferences, at her annual conferences. The collector was out at annual conferences. The bid response was for $4.75. I have sent copies of this bid to the Taney County Collector, and Sheila has reviewed it and gotten back to me via email that all the specifications as requested within the bid have been met by the response, and we recommend award at the amount of $4.75 to the Branson Tri-Lakes News.
Move to award bid number 201603-336 to Branson Tri-Lakes News.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen. I'll notify both publications as such.
Okay.
We've had one bid, right?